This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the return of Tahawur Rana, an accused in the 2008 terror attacks, is a great success to the Modi government's diplomacy. He said it is the responsibility of the Indian government to bring back all those who have misbehaved with the people of India. Speaking on a private TV channel, Mr. Shah said, "It will be a great achievement for the country that Tahawur Rana will face a trial in Indian court."
Modi sarkar ka prayas hai ki jin logon ne bhi भारत की जमीन, भारत का सम्मान और भारत के नागरिकों के साथ दुर्व्यवहार भी किया है, वो हमारे कानून के जद में लाना चाहिए। और मैं मानता हूँ, तब राणा की यहाँ वापिस आना, ये मोदी सरकार की कूटनीति का बहुत बड़ी सफलता है।
Mr. Shah's comments came amid reports that Rana is expected to be brought to India in a special flight today. Rana's application against his extradition has been denied by the U.S. Supreme Court. Union Home Minister also criticized Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, accusing him of spreading rumor on the Citizenship Amendment Act. The Home Minister raised questions over Congress leaders Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi, saying that if work was the main issue of Congress, then why Priyanka Gandhi did not come to vote against it in Parliament? India is set to procure 26 Rafael Marine fighter aircraft from France. The deal will be formalized in coming weeks. According to defense sources, out of 26 Rafael Marine aircraft, 22 will be single-seater and 4 double-seater, and these will be designed and prepared as per the requirement of the Indian Navy. These fighter aircraft will be deployed in aircraft carriers like INS Vikramaditya and INS Vikrant. The government has approved the doubling of Tirupati-Pakkalakattapady single railway line section in Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu. Briefing media in New Delhi about the decisions taken during the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the project will enhance connectivity to educational and medical hubs of Vellore and Tirupati. The centre also cleared the proposal for the construction of 6-lane Zirakpur bypass spreading in Punjab and Haryana with an estimated cost of over 1,878 crore rupees. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the project will reduce travel time and improve connectivity to Himachal Pradesh and National Capital Region. The Cabinet also gave note to the modernization of Command Area Development and Water Management as a sub-scheme of Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sinchai Yojana with an initial outlay of 1,600 crore rupees. Prime Minister Modi in a social media post said the project will boost water use efficiency, improve productivity and also raise farmer incomes. President Draupadi Murmu and his Slovakia counterpart Peter Pellegrini held one-on-one meeting and delegation-level talks at the presidential palace in Bratislava yesterday. During the meetings, the two leaders discussed various aspects of bilateral relations and issues of shared global and regional interests. In a major development, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 90-day pause on reciprocal tariffs for all but China. In a social media post, Mr. Trump said that the 90-day breather will apply to reciprocal and 10% tariffs. The U.S. president said he was authorizing a 90-day pause as part of his tariff plan, but was also raising the tariff rate with China to 125% effective immediately. Mr. Trump said, based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, he was raising the tariff charge to China with the United States of America. Mr. Trump gave respite to the 75 other nations that he had imposed discounted reciprocal tariffs last week, saying that he has ordered an immediate pause on such levies after seeing a humble and proactive approach by these nations in trying to resolve the trade imbalance with the United States. Earlier in the day, China retaliated with an 84% tariff on all goods imported from the U.S., which came into effect from midnight last night. China said it is raising its retaliatory tariff on the U.S. to 84%, up from 34%. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Rajasthan Royals by 58 runs at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Chasing a target of 218 runs set by Gujarat Titans, Rajasthan Royals were all out for only 159 runs in 19.2 overs. Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Priyanshu Rajawat and Kiran George sailed into the singles pre-quarterfinals of Badminton Asia Championship at Ningbo in China. And that is the end of this news bulletin.